Okay, so while we're getting these slides up, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our next speaker for you. I'd like to introduce David Thompson. He's a CTO at Sprightly Institute, a co-maintainer of Guile Hoot, and a longtime contributor to GNU Geeks. He's going to be talking to us about a proposal to re-architect web browsers as minimal WASM runtimes, where functionality is provided by safe modular extensions to reduce centralization. So as we get these slides up here, let's go ahead and give him a warm round of applause, everyone.
Unmute.
Perfect. Nice. And then just go ahead and stay on this side of the
Okay,
light.
Got it. Yeah. Cool.
Goes forward, goes back.
Okay. I don't get a mirror there. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
No. Yeah, that's fine. I'll just be looking over my shoulder. Can everybody hear me? Coming through? Okay, cool. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Dave. As Kevin said, I'm the CTO of the Sprightly Institute. The Sprightly Institute is, we work on the next generation of decentralized internet technology for the social web. And specifically, I want to talk to you about one of our projects called Hoot, and it's why I'm here to talk to you about WebAssembly today. I'm a user and implementer of the WebAssembly specification through the Hoot project. Hoot is a scheme to WebAssembly compiler. At Sprightly, we do a lot of our research and development in the scheme programming language, and Hoot is a way to deliver it to anyone that has a web browser to actually try out our prototypes and demos. Hoot's not only a compiler for an obscure Lisp programming language, it's also a complete standalone WebAssembly toolchain, including things like a WebAssembly interpreter. So in addition to running things in the browser, we can actually run things in our own interpreter for testing purposes. So that's kind of my background in WebAssembly. I've been doing this, working with WebAssembly for 2 to 3 years at this point. But I'm here to talk to you about the state of web browsers. And this is more of a vision talk. I normally give talks about kind of concrete things that I've been working on. This is more of a vision. It's not my vision. It's one that I've read about online that I find compelling. I'm going to be maybe not discussing all of the political things that are going to make what I'm about to show you a very difficult thing to achieve, but just an idea I find very compelling. And basically, I think the web has grown too big to implement a new browser, to say peel any market share away from something like Chrome is mostly impossible. If you're not Google or funded by Google, good luck implementing enough of the web standards to make a browser that people can actually use. People are trying, but it's certainly an uphill battle. So what if we subdivided the problem? What might a more modular browser look like? What if a web browser was little more than a WebAssembly runtime? What if we shrunk the core of the web browser down to mostly that? Gives you a window and a runtime and maybe some way to access the OS facilities that WebAssembly can access. So how do we get from where we are now to there? One, I don't totally know, but I'm going to present a vision. So today we have, most browsers have a high trust monolithic core, typically written in C++, with JavaScript as the user space, and now there's a WebAssembly runtime kind of sitting on the side, but it's still driven from JavaScript as the host of those things. The vision is a minimal core with the necessary OS access and then just a WebAssembly user space. So what if JavaScript wasn't even something you assumed as a core part of your web browser? What if it was just WebAssembly? One of the things that I like that this would enable is having what I call a polyglot environment. Instead of, traditionally, we just had JavaScript on the client-side web. And so if you wanted to do, no matter what you wanted to do, you had to use JavaScript. And often people are compiling other languages to JavaScript. Now with WebAssembly, we have a feasible way to use different languages for the tasks that they're most appropriate for. WebAssembly's found a lot of success in using, say, Rust or C++ to make a WebAssembly module that does a lot of number crunching, let's say, that we offload some of the work from JavaScript over to WebAssembly for that purpose. But still, JavaScript's kind of our main language we're using. But we could take this further, and we could utilize all sorts of different languages and different programming paradigms for the things that they're best suited for. So this is kind of looking to use having a big toolbox that we can use to build our applications out of. So again, this idea is not mine. I've read about it for some time. This is a blog post by Joey Hess. May know is a longtime Debian developer, author of Git Annex, general Haskell wizard, someone that whose code I often can't understand, but I think is a really brilliant person. This would be easier to read if I had my laptop, the mirror here, but you know, so throw out all the web standards, make a browser that just runs WASM blobs and give them a surface to use, sort of like the way Wayland does. It has tabs and a throbber and URLs, but no HTML, no JavaScript, no CSS. Just HTTP of WASM blobs. And Joey asserts this is where the web browser's going eventually anyway, so why don't we try to build a future where we go there, but users retain some agency over their web browsing, and this is not, it goes there anyway to WASM blobs, but retains all of the, you know, the large corporate control that we currently see with the web browser. So I found this really compelling. And then as I got into WebAssembly work, I found it more and more compelling. So, all right, WebAssembly, what is it anyway? So show of hands, who's familiar with WebAssembly already? Okay, that's a good number of people. Who's worked with WebAssembly directly at any point? Okay, that's fewer people. Okay, so just for those that are kind of know but want some more information, WebAssembly is a portable stack-based virtual machine. Its purpose is to be a lower level compilation target than JavaScript. But still being a higher level, at a higher abstraction level than your average assembly language. So there are features of WebAssembly that you wouldn't find in like your x86 or RISC-V, et cetera, assembly languages, one of which being garbage collection primitives, which I'll get to. And so it's everything in WebAssembly, it's statically typed, unlike JavaScript. Like JavaScript, control flow is structured, which is unlike most assembly languages that have some kind of go-to thing to jump to various labels in the code. So it's quite different. And it has this import-export system for composition. So modules are usually small, self-contained things, and you can compose many modules together to form, you know, your overall application. So yeah, it's designed to be a good target for compilation. The idea is to be faster than JavaScript and have good boot time as well. So who's heard of ASM.js? It's the precursor to WebAssembly. It was basically using a subset of JavaScript that it was started by Mozilla, using a subset of JavaScript that was amenable to good JIT compilation. And you know, all sorts of interesting demos were done with that, including porting like a form of the Unreal Engine and getting that running in web browsers. Very cool at the time. But WebAssembly came out of this to like, okay, let's do this, but for real. Let's have like a real format for this. So this is what WebAssembly looks like. This is a full module in the WebAssembly text format. It looks like a weird Lisp, if you're used to at all the Lisp programming language. You've got all these parentheses. Everything's in prefix notation. This module is very simple. It has an exported function called factorial. And what you see here is just an iterative factorial algorithm. But note that there's things like loop constructs, if, these things, you can have nested instructions and stuff like that. So different than most assembly languages in that regard. So here's a sketch of a modular web browser. What if nearly everything was an extension? You know, I'm an Emacs user, and in Emacs, nearly everything's an extension, and the core is relatively small. What would the Emacs of browsers look like? Like, can that even be a thing? You know, there's so many web standards out there. What if, you know, if browsers weren't concerned with having to implement all of them, we could actually have implementations of web standards as WebAssembly modules, and so that we could ship browsers where the implementations could be swapped out as long as they were spec compliant. Maybe you could leave them out entirely. There could be competition amongst implementation of individual web standards, as opposed to just having, you know, essentially Chromium and WebKit and now we got a Gecko and stuff over there, unfortunately, seeming to start to fade into irrelevance. So, you know, one thing that's compelling to me about this approach would be the idea of, like, shipping to the web is good. It's good to have a native app, too. It's good to have the same code in both places. And so Electron is kind of appealing, but you're shipping, like, all of Chromium or something, like, to people, and it's just, like, this giant blob, and it does not make me feel good, does not spark joy at all. But if I could tailor what I ship down to just the things I need for my specific application, I'd feel a lot better about shipping something like that. The surface area for problems and just total binary size feels a lot more reasonable in that case. And major browsers could look more like a Linux distro does. It's a Linux distro is a curated collections of software packages. What if browsers could be more curated collections of these modules? But decoupling all this stuff means